Good morning. This is Lisa Nyberg from We Said Go Travel, and I am so honored to be here today with Katie Thompson from PADI, which is one of my favorite and most important organizations on the whole planet. Hi, Katie.
Hi, Lisa, and I'm honored to be here as well. And that's a great introduction. Thank you for saying that about our brand. I appreciate that.
Oh my gosh, I know that a lot of people know I've been speaking at the Travel and Adventure Show this year. And it was my great honor to be able to speak on behalf of Patty, which for anybody that doesn't know, we're talking about scuba diving, not a person named Patty. So Patty's the Professional Association of Dive Instructors, and that's how I learned to scuba dive. And scuba diving changed my whole life. I really feel so thankful for everything that you guys do to save the ocean and help people get in the water.
Thanks, Lisa. Yeah, so PADI's been around since 1966, teaching the world to dive. And that actually was our tagline until a couple of years ago. And we changed it to Seek Adventure, Save the Ocean to show that we really wanted to show people that we are enhancing and expanding our commitment to the ocean, to ocean conservation, to ocean preservation. And so we really like to think of PADI as a PADI, I love that you said that, as a deeper purpose brand. So we thought, we have, I think it's like we've certified our PADI dive centers around the world, and instructors have issued like 29 million, like nearly 30 million certifications. Why not mobilize those divers to take action for the ocean? So we're not only teaching them to dive, we're teaching them protect what ultimately they end up loving at the end of the day. So that's in a nutshell, when you talk about our purpose and what we're trying to do to save the ocean, that's where it all kind of stems from.
It is amazing. I mean, I love being underwater. I love being with the fish. I love being with the creatures. I love being with my buddy. But it is really important that we take care of our planet. And that's why we especially wanted to talk about your big project for Earth Day.
Yes, Earth Day is coming up in just a couple weeks, or actually next week. And we are, well, let me back up just for a second. So PADI's mission, so I talked about our tagline, but our mission is to create a billion with a B as in boy, a billion torchbearers to explore, sorry, to explore and protect the ocean. So what that means, so what we're doing, we're reigniting this ocean torchbearer campaign. So we call all these people ocean torchbearers because if you look at our logo, there's a diver carrying a torch. And that's what they used to carry underwater when they were diving so they could see. So if you look at, just to plug Jacques Cousteau's Silent World, that's where you can actually see them diving with a torch underwater. Don't ask me how they work. I have no idea, but it's pretty amazing. But when you look at the logo, it's really awesome. And it's just, it seems so serendipitous that we ended up where we are after all these decades, that a diver's carrying a torch. And now we have this campaign for one person, and they don't have to be a diver, just someone that's an ocean advocate, an ocean lover, someone that wants to protect what's below the surface of the water. And even because the ocean is tied to everything, it's really someone that just wants to protect our blue planet. So on Earth Day, we're reigniting our ocean torchbearer campaign with a Save the Ocean pledge.
Oh my goodness, there's so much in, you know, so much. This is so exciting. Okay, so everyone can watch the Jacques Cousteau movie. Is that where you can see the
I think
torchbearers?
I don't know where you can find it. It's obviously decades old, but you can see them actually using the torch underwater. And that's I think that was, that's kind of inspiration for,
For the logo.
when you see the diver in the logo, the PADI logo, carrying that torch, that was a real instrument, a real tool that they used diving. And I just think it's a really beautiful symbol. And the logo, it's the divers in red and surrounded by the ocean. The world is the ocean. So it's really symbolic of what we do, our blue planet. And the red, the flame of the torch, I just think it's just, we all can spark change for the ocean. So it's really just kind of all comes full circle to where
Oh
it
my,
started in the 60s with the founders.
that is so beautiful because you're right. Everybody can make a difference and everyone can spark change. And I like that the image of the, I could spark change just like my candle could light the next candle. That's really beautiful. And I think that through the billion torchbearers, there's a lot that's already happened, right? Isn't there almost 60,000 actions have already happened?
We have, you know, it's almost hard to count. We definitely measured a lot of the actions, and some of those actions, how we've done that is people that have taken conservation courses, divers that have taken conservation courses, people that have done reported data. So we have all with our Patty Ware Foundation, we create a curriculum and a underwater citizen science curriculum. And we created the largest database for marine debris on the planet. And what's so valuable and important about that database, there's over 2 million pieces of debris reported. And it's not so much, we talk about, you know, the millions of tons, there's so much tons of plastic being in the ocean, but what's so critical about this database and being a diver that collects debris and reports it is that data is used to influence policy. And so what it does, it tells us what kind of debris it is, where it's coming from, the concentration of that debris. So at the end of the day, it's not so much, although it is important, I'm not saying it's not important to go to the beach and pick up trash, but having that data is critical. And that's really where all the policy change comes from that we're working on as well with like shark conservation. So some of those actions go back to all of the people that, and torchbearers included, and even before that, because we've been protecting sharks now for a couple decades, we get involved with programs like CITES and we help protect sharks. So we've now protected over 100 species of sharks and rays, and anybody can take that action. So when this pledge that we're launching for Earth Day, not only is it you making a promise or a commitment to be part of this bigger community, but really it's your gateway into conservation with Patty. And we will be able to communicate with you and provide you a pathway to take clear actions that ladder up to this global picture of protecting our ocean.
Right. I think one of the things that I love the most that is, you know, very clear on the site and very important for Patty is that local action has a global impact. And could you say a little bit about what happened with the legislation in case people don't know that this year was such an incredible, or maybe the end of last year, the shark legislation that came through that's protecting sharks in so many countries?
Yeah, so what I'll walk through a little bit how that happens and why that local action or why that individual person and collectively it helped protect sharks. So what we do, we send out the communication of this petition to all of our people that have signed up to be torchbearers, the people that follow us on social media. And we ask them to sign this petition for this, it's for CITES. So the CITES group is what works. It's a governing body that helps protect species. And so because sharks and rays have been in our wheelhouse for so many years, and we've worked so hard to protect sharks, we have a shark conservation course, which we are updating, and we are going to be releasing a new global shark census. So that's exciting. So stay tuned for that. But so what the consumers do, or what our fans, what our torchbearers do, they sign this petition. And what we can do, we can segment that database of where those signatures are coming from digitally. And then we have people on the ground at CITES, at the Convention for Biological Diversity. We have people taking the petition to the different government officials, the governing body, and saying, here, for example, we'll just use the United States because we're in the United States. They go to the representative there and say, Patty's collected this many, say 30,000 signatures. These are people that care about sharks and want to protect them. And to that person, that could potentially vote for their next election. So when we talk about the individual local action leading to bigger impact or global impact, it's that all collectively, when it's taken and provided to the elected official or the minister of tourism, the minister of trade, whoever that person that is at that convention that we're trying to change policy, those votes, technically, those signatures are very influential. And we were able to make a significant difference this year and end up, I think it was protected over 50, it was like 54 sharks and ray species. So now we're up over 100. Patty has helped protect over 100 shark and ray species, which is really exciting. Because as we know, sharks are the apex predators of the ocean. And if they're in balance, it helps keep the rest of the ocean in balance.
It's so much The Patty reach is so, I don't know how you keep track of all the different conservation projects, because there's so much going on about, you know, helping the coral, helping the turtles, helping the sharks. But tell people about the Save the Ocean Pledge. Like, how do they sign up? What does it do? What happens?
Absolutely. So just to kind of build on what you just said about, there's so much happening and it's hard to organize. What we did is a couple of years ago, we launched the Patty Blueprint for Ocean Action. And it focuses on five different areas. So there's marine debris, like we've talked about already. There's vulnerable species, which includes sharks and rays, but will expand to other species, of course. There's marine protected areas, so advancing the number of the amount of ocean that's protected. There's coral reef restoration and recovery. And then the fifth one would be restoring blue carbon habitat. So blue carbon would be things like seagrass, mangroves, and kelp. So we narrowed it down to five critical or key threats to the ocean. And what's important there too is that divers especially can take actions underwater. So we're creating programs and curriculum where divers can learn specific skills. They can take a course, and then they can, on a app like the Marine Debris app, the Dive Against Debris app, they can upload all that data. And that data is then used to change policy. So we're in progress. We already have Dive Against Debris. We have a shark conservation course, but that's the one that we're updating. So we're going along, we're going to have a course for each of those buckets. So, and then tied to that, so as a torchbearer, we know not everyone's going to be a diver. We say 1 billion torchbearers because that's basically one in 10 people on this planet that can take action for the ocean. So you taking or signing that CITES petition to protect sharks, that is an action that counts. That helps advance the goals under the vulnerable species bucket. So, and all that, of course, is tied to the global agenda to protect 30% of the ocean by 2030. Of course, we're looking way beyond 2030, but we want to make sure that the work that we're doing is connected to that bigger picture, because what you mentioned, the scale that Patty has, we can indeed make a significant impact with millions of people around the world taking action.
Right. And so in order to have 1 billion torchbearers and protect 30% of the ocean by 2030, so they're going to sign the Save the Ocean Pledge. Tell us about the Ocean Pledge.
So yes, thank you for asking me about the pledge again. So the pledge is it's basically a personal commitment that you would take to say that, yes, I'm going to help create balance between humanity and ocean. I'm going to respect the ocean or the underwater world when I travel. I'm going to respect the cultures that take care of the ocean when I travel, when I'm diving, when I'm on vacation, and even in my own community. So there's a set of commitments that you can see on the pledge page that you're saying, yes, I'm going to do all of these things. And then I'm going to pledge to save the ocean, and I'm going to stand up for the ocean and then be part of this the world's largest community that we're trying to build to create ocean change. Because that's what makes this pledge unique, is that there are other pledges out there. But what's so important about this pledge is that it is backed by 3 decades already with the Patty Ware Foundation and with Patty members and operators around the world taking action. And now we're just trying to get more people to stand with us. So once you sign up as a torchbearer, once you join this community by taking this pledge, you're going to be kept informed of these opportunities. So it's like your entry point into being informed on what you can do. Because if you think about the ocean conservation space, or any conservation space, it's a little overwhelming. And I think a lot of people, they almost get apathetic, or they just feel overwhelmed. They're like, they think what they do doesn't matter, that their little contribution won't change anything. And that is not true at all. It completely does. And we have all these examples to prove that it does matter. What you do does matter. So that's really, we feel like this pledge is a way to reach people all around the world that care about the ocean, ocean citizens, I like to call them, that want to do something, but maybe don't know how to get started. They don't know what they can do. So we're trying to connect, make a bridge between the ocean change and people around the world, so they have a clear pathway to action.
I think it's so important. And I love that, you know, you already, Patty has certified almost 30 million people. So when you think about, you know, most of those people, their children their parents, their sisters, their siblings, their cousins, that, you know, they work somewhere. So it's a really huge community. And so this is a great way. I completely agree with you. People feel overwhelmed and worried. Can they make a difference? And one of the things I've noticed, I've been a diver since 1990. And I completely agree with you. I know one of the big projects you've done is to help more women be in diving. And I know when I first started diving, I go in the dive shop and they always thought I was someone's girlfriend. And I was like, no, I'm the good diver. Like I'd be with someone who was brand new and they would help that person. Like that person could, you know, fix my tank. I'm like, I'm the dive master. So I'd love if you could talk about Women's Dive Day, because I think one thing I've noticed speaking about diving at the travel show or other places, it is, diving's amazing. And women often are better divers because, you know, better listeners. But tell us about Women's Dive Day, because I know that you helped create that.
Yes. Yes. I love to talk about Women's Dive Day. We started it, me and my team here at Patty. I can't believe it, but it's been, I think, 9 years ago. So next year, we're going to celebrate our 10-year anniversary of Women's Dive Day. And it's just been an incredible journey. And to my favorite thing that I always like, I say this, I've said this many times, but on the day of Women's Dive Day on social media, to see all these women posting and saying, diving changed my life. I took my first breath underwater. And it's really about, we always say it's for everyone. I mean, of course, it's called Women's Dive Day, but we really do want everyone to engage, because our deep, even though our mission is to create this billion torchbearers, our true deep down, our mission is to increase access to the underwater world for everyone. So this idea of inclusivity is really what Women's Dive Day is about. It's really being very inclusive, providing opportunity to people that may not think that they have it or don't have it. And we've started with women in a very broad way. And hopefully we want to continue to do that with other groups, other people that feel that same way. But with women, it was breaking down those barriers to diving, to make them feel comfortable. Like you were just saying, that example is not unique. It has happened to so many women that they would walk into a dive shop and they just felt like they didn't have the confidence to ask about equipment, or they didn't have the confidence, or they weren't treated with respect in a way necessarily. And this happens in a lot of different sports and activities. And so that argument is not new, but that's why we do these things, to say, hey, we can dive just as good as anyone else. But it really, I think it was just making them feel comfortable and giving them the confidence. So if 50% of the population or so is female, well, how can we, I mean, you can say this about anything, but we're talking right now a lot about ocean conservation. Well, we need women on board too. Women, we need all those women to be part of the community. We need women divers. We need women ocean advocates. We need people to take those same actions. So really, Women's Dive Day is just about inclusivity. It's about inviting everyone in, creating access to the ocean, and giving everyone this opportunity to be part of this, like to experience nature and the beauty of this planet.
So this year, Women's Dive Day is July 15th.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe last year, were there over 4,000 events?
Well, that stat was from the first year when we did it.
Oh, okay.
We actually tracked, there were over 4,000 events, like the first year all around the world. And we were just blown away because, I mean, we pushed it really hard with all of our Patty dive centers around the world. We really wanted them to adopt this concept and this initiative, Women in Diving, and say, hey, open up your doors. This is more people for you to teach, more people, more. And women bring their children, they bring their friends, they bring their families. A lot of the times they're like, you know, they're the decision maker in the household for vacations, for lots of different things. So it's like, you get women on board, there's a lot of benefits to doing that. So every year we have thousands of events now taking place all around the world, and our dive centers love it. They've really embraced it. It's just incredible to see the diversity of the events themselves. I mean, you have everything from doing women doing yoga days and diving, to doing wine afterwards, to people doing incredible conservation work. So a lot of them have turned that day into some type of conservation initiative, bringing the community together. So it's just turned into something that's really incredible. So I don't know yet what we're going to do next year, but I want to plan something pretty significant for the 10-year anniversary.
Well, good. So. I want to be part of the 10-year anniversary. And
absolutely.
A couple of years ago, Beaches and Sandals Resorts used underwater footage of me scuba diving and dancing.
Oh, that's great.
In Turks and Caicos. It was really funny.
They always do a great job down there with Women's Dive Day. So that's good to hear. But I think I need to see that footage because I don't think I've seen it. So if you can send that over.
I will link it.
I'll
put in the show notes. Tell us a little bit about the women that are behind you in these beautiful murals.
Oh, yes. Thank you for asking about that. So when we launched, we did launch a program in 2016, I believe, called Pillars of Change. Patty, Pillars of Change is our framework. It's our corporate social responsibility framework. So what that means really, it kind of ladders up to all we do as a brand is our core values manifesting themselves. And it's kind of the roadmap for the actions that we take. So we're like, well, how does that, so the pillars now, there's three, we combined two of them. So when we look at the work we're doing and the initiatives as a brand and marketing team, a PR team, a lot of the things that we're doing, how does that ladder up to ocean conservation, which is pillar one? How does that ladder up to dive industry sustainability, which is pillar two? And how does that ladder up to people and humanity, which is pillar three? So we combined healing and wellness and people and community into people and humanity. So that's where we just felt like there was a little redundancy there. I'm like, let's just streamline and make it easier for people to remember what they are. So that third pillar is where you would find Women's Dive Day or all of our adaptive diving services. We have amazing PADI instructors and PADI dive centers around the world that are teaching divers with adaptive needs. There's 1 billion people on this planet that have a disability. And diving has shown is to be an amazing healing opportunity, like medically, for people that have a disability, people that are paralyzed, people that have some kind of spinal disorder, people with that suffer from PTSD. So a lot of there's a lot of veteran programs that are scuba diving based. So all of that falls under people and humanity. And the other part of people and humanity too is just the healing and wellness aspect of being in the water for anybody. You don't have to be necessarily suffering from anything, but that immersion therapy is just such a powerful drug. I mean, it's the same with surfing. I mean, you talk to a surfer, like when we're out there on the water, it's the same feeling that you get. It's like being in the water is just so healing. And diving just has that ability to offer that for people in this crazy world that we live in. And you can go under there and it's quiet and all you're doing is just blowing bubbles with the fishes, as we say. But that's our pillars. And they just provide our guidance and they kind of help us just figure out, like, what are we going to do? What's meaningful, impactful? What's going to strengthen our core values then in who we are and really show the deeper purpose that Patty has. So that's what they are.
They're beautiful in it to look at. And the meaning is so beautiful as well. And I agree with you. It's really magical to be underwater. And as we talked about before, your favorite are the turtles.
Yep.
And sometimes we see sharks and we communicate underwater. We say we're okay. And I do think you have I have such a special connection with my buddies and just being with the creatures and you really sense how we all are connected.
Yes. Yes. The water definitely does that for people. And diving is, I know a lot of people, just because I've been now working, I worked for Patty for 10 years and I've been really lucky to work with a lot of people, especially on that pillar three area, people that have a disability and taking them underwater and seeing firsthand what happens to someone when they feel for the first time, like a whole person again, being underwater. And it's just such an incredible transformative experience. But going back to even Women's Dive Day, we've had women like in the Middle East that previously didn't have the ability, like legally, to dive. And now we've had the first PADI instructor, the first female instructor in some of these Middle Eastern countries is a female. I mean, is PADI. So we get to see like, oh, we've helped open doors for people and help them maybe overcome the fear. There's a lot of people that are scared to try. And, you know, it's just inspiring to see other people that have overcome certain fears to get under their water and find that connection. And if you can't scuba dive, there's other things you can do. You can go free diving, you can go snorkeling, you can, you know, just experience the ocean in different ways. And now mermaiding is becoming a really big and popular activity around the world. So there's other ways. So even if you feel like, scuba diving is not for me, and PADI offers actually courses and all of those other things. So you can do, we have mermaid course, people that teach mermaiding around the world. We have free diving, which I personally think is an amazing activity. So there are other things and other avenues to experience the underwater world if you really are hesitant to become a diver.
I think that's a really good point, because I know that during this time of the COVID coaster and everyone managing issues with health and illness and wellness, that a lot of people that were maybe a bit more adventurous have gotten a little less. And for myself personally, I actually was pretty hard to teach to scuba dive. I had a near drowning as a child. And so I've spoken to a lot of people that are afraid. And I know it can be scary. And the thing I always tell people is we never go diving without our buddies. So you're never alone.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That's a really good point. Because I think people do feel like they're going to be under the surface. It's going to feel, I mean, most people say claustrophobic, which is funny because you're surrounded by space, but it feels heavy. And I think it feels like you're going to be closed in and you're breathing out of this device that you're not used to breathing out of. But if you can... I found that some people, when they do overcome that initial fear, they're like, oh, it's not so bad. It's not so bad. But yeah, you're not alone. And when you're learning, you're never alone. Absolutely. You have someone there with you every step of the way, your instructor, and most oftentimes a dive master with him or another instructor helping you. So there's lots of opportunity for just encouragement and there's no pressure and no, you don't have to be done in a certain time frame. There's no requirement that you have to do this in one day or 7 days. You can take time and get comfortable, and your instructor, the PADI instructor, because it's all performance-based, it's all on you. So it's making sure you're comfortable and confident underwater before moving you forward to do something that you're not comfortable with. That's something that our instructors are taught and how to teach. And that's why they're so great. And that's why it's such a wonderful experience most of the time for most people.
It is such a great experience. And there's so much now with technology. You can do the e-learning class. You have the PADI Reactivate for people that have been out of the water. It's a great pathway back. If you know, some people were divers and then maybe they moved or they weren't near the water, or they didn't have time, but they want to come back. So that's like a whole, I know, big piece for people. I had been out of the water quite a while at the beginning of when COVID, you know, 2020, 2021, and I took a Reactivate class. So I think it's really important that in PADI, I love PADI, the instruction is excellent, and a huge focus obviously on safety. And it's just, I think it's amazing.
Yes, it is amazing. And you're right. There are so many ways to learn now. Since the pandemic, the COVID coaster, I love that. A lot of people did choose to do e-learning. And that was, it was just easier for people because people had more time to do something. You could either become a diver or bake bread. Like, I think it's pretty cool that a lot of people became divers, and it definitely makes it easy. So then you can do the academic portion at home, and then you can really dive into the material and take the time to understand it. And then your instructor is there to help support that. And there's knowledge review questions to make sure that you understand the material. And I mean, I like to say this too, because all of that can sound very intimidating and very technical, but there's 10-year-old kids, 11-year-old kids that are diving, that are scuba divers. So it was like, if a little kid can do it, not only that, I've seen 80-year-old women and men go out and go scuba diving too. So 30 million people can't be wrong. So that's inspiring too, to think about, like, you know, you were not alone in those numbers either. So if it's something that you want to do, you should just go try it. Grab a friend, grab somebody that you know that might be interested or is already a diver, and just have them help you along and go do it.
I love it. And I just want to reiterate before we close that, you know, we're doing this, it's Earth Day or Earth Month, or I guess every day is Earth Day, we say now, but we're going to put in the show notes to join and sign the Save the Ocean Pledge and become part of the 1 billion with a B torchbearers. And so any last thoughts you want to share with us as you're from Patty or from yourself about Earth Month or Earth Day or the ocean?
Sure. I'll just say, you know, patty.com/save the ocean will take you to the pledge page and you can read all about it. You can learn about torchbearers. You can learn about all the things we're doing in conservation and why what you do matters. And I think that's what I want people to remember, is that what you do matters. Get engaged in your local community in some way. There's lots of opportunities out there for you to engage. It doesn't have to take a ton of time. Just find out what you're passionate about and take action. So thank you. And I just want to say thank you for letting me speak about all of this today. And I hope people really enjoyed it and they want to come stand with us to help save the ocean.
Thank you so much. I just think it's so important right now. What you do matters. Everybody, it's important. We need to save the ocean. And I hope people come diving with us. I just love scuba diving.
Turtle.
Turtle. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Lisa.